So we went up there and we built a tent camp, and we went down to an island and hauled, cottonwood trees off this island and built a cabin. And then in the meantime, we had picked up a few sled dogs, which we used to help, during the time that we were up there, we used them for hauling wood and ice and water, and work dogs is what they were. Meantime, the kids were still doing their home course from Juneau for school, and we had an airplane come in once a month, and they would pick up their schoolwork and take it out, and in the next month we would get it back. And that was Ed Galvin who did the flying for us for that, and brought in whatever supplies we needed. We went to Fairbanks once in the spring and once in the fall while we were up on the river, and bought our supplies, and then what we needed over the winter that we ran out of. If we didn't need it real bad, we went without it, but if, like, he brought eggs from Pierce's general store at that time, he would bring us eggs each month from there. And I don't know, do I sound like I'm rambling here?
No, you're doing a great job.
Well, the kids had little trap lines up there, and Ray was trapped the first winter while we were up there. He made a small trap line, and we had fished for salmon during the summer and got up our dog feed. So we didn't have to buy dog feed. We had all kinds of dried fish for them.